know, the instinct was there. So he said, okay. Then he went to the band leader, told him about me, and then I saw the band leader nodding his head. Mm. So I said, I'm ready now, son. So after the break, I was called to come and sing. And then I sang James Brown's song called There Was a Time.
Okay.
There was a time when I used to live. You know, so I forgot the
lyrics.
The
yeah.
lyrics, yes. And then I topped it up with Hey, I feel all right. One time, you know, the whole place went mad. Everybody was crazy. So that's how come I started. You know, in fact, in the event of that crowd, we had to form a band.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we formed a band, a group called XYZ.
Mm.
Wow. Yes, the artist, yeah.
And, wow.
So we used until I finished school. Mm-hmm. And when I was at Awudome, there was one senior guy amongst us. I mean, one day he said he was going to give us, each of us, a nickname. So mine was Stana Pozo.
Stana Pozo?
No, China.
China Pozo.
Yeah.
Why the China though?
I wonder.
Is it because of your eyes?
I don't know.
Ah,
I said China Pozo.
China Pozo.
So that was my name.
Okay.
My nickname. So a few of my classmates knew of that name. So, and when I completed school, there was a popular Nigerian musician called Sonny Okusin.
Oh,
yes.
Sonny Okusin, yes.
He had then released...
Big in the 70s.
Yes, he had then released a very popular song called Help.
Okay.
And he was performing at... I've forgotten the name.
Was it Metropole?
No. Oh my God! And incidentally, that place is opposite where I was born.
Well, so this is in Kokumlemle.
Yeah, Kokumlemle.
Apollo Theater.
No, not Apollo Theater.
Sadisco.
No.
Okay.
Silver Cup.
Oh, Silver Cup.
Yeah, yes. That's Kokumlemle. That's a very Kokumlemle. Popular bus stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we have the. Is this? SG in Ghana.
Yeah, the SG building.
SG is there.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
That very place.
Off the Ring Road East.
Yes. So, I went there with my friend and then a sister of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, at a certain time, Sonny Okusin said he wants, or he wanted somebody to, or anybody who can sing that popular song called Help.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of people were, you know, trying their best. Then I told my friend Jerry, he's called Jeremiah. I said, Jerry, go and tell the MC that somebody wants to sing.
Uh-huh.
So what? Can you sing? I said, oh. Nobody knew me except my classmates and my schoolmates, you know. So he was forced to go and see the MC, that is the late Kalajman Banaman.
Oh, wow.
Yes, of JBC. Yes. So he went to see him, and he said, there's a disabled person here who wants to come and sing. Say, what's his name? So he will get back to him. So he came back to me, and then he said, Charlie, we have to get a name. So I said, okay, me, I have a name called China. I have a nickname I'm called China Pozo.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to use the name Pozo. You know, but I like James Brown, so I want to make it Pozo Brown. But at that time, too, there were a lot of musicians who were using the name Brown.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I thought it was going to be monotonous. So I said, okay, no, we have to, if I make it Pozo Brown, then there we have James Brown Jr., so-and-so Jr., Brown. So, and, you know, I had a little bit of liking for Isaac Hayes. So I said, okay, why don't we use Hayes
mm-hmm.
in addition to Pozo Hayes. Then my friend said, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you should go and tell the MC that.
And that's how the name Pozo Hayes was born.
Yeah.
So did you mount the stage and sing that day?
I did.
What was the reception like?
And it was marvelous.
Wow.
So that's how come people got to know me.
It's 34 minutes past nine. You're listening to the Asasi Breakfast Show, coming to you live from the Kwekwe Sachiado studio at number 7 Fifth Circular in Cantonment. And we're talking to the legendary Pozo Hayes. We all grew up
proud and excited. It's been a long time for the club since we haven't been in the competition.
Did his thing, and he's still here with us with some really good music, still churning out great songs. If you just joined us, that's the conversation we're having. But let me ask you a question. What do you do when you run out of fuel in your vehicle? Do you just stop anywhere and top up? Well, don't do that. Let me advise you and introduce you to the Good Energy family and why you must be a part. So go all Super XP Run 95 and Diesel XP belong to the Good Energy family. And they're the best quality fuels with high performance in town for your vehicle. Gauze Super XP Run 95 is also a high-grade fuel sold at the same price as normal fuel. The Diesel XP from Gauze is low in sulfur and is an eco-friendly option for your vehicle. Now, they have more than 440 stations across the nation, so you can join the family that rewards you with quality for an energized driving experience. Gauze, good energy. Gauze, yenara yediam.
And let's then introduce you to the Bank of Africa's SME support facility. You see, at the Bank of Africa, we understand that running a successful business requires more than just money. That's why our SME support facility offers you not just financial support, but also with advisory services and business management support to help your business thrive. We are not just a bank. We are your trusted partner on the road to success. Our goal is to assist you in managing your business effectively so you can become financially independent and grow into a big business. So if you're an SME owner looking for more than just a loan, we invite you to explore our SME support facility. Contact Bank of Africa today on 0302-429-333 or 0302-249-690 to learn more about how we can help you achieve your business goals. You can equally walk into any of our branches across the country and talk to our relationship officers or visit our website or social media handles for more information. Remember, at Bank of Africa, we are not just here to finance your dreams. We are here to make them a reality. Bank of Africa, the African bank with global reach. Bank of Africa, as strong as a group.
Bank of Africa,
as strong as a group, as close as a partner.
Chale, partner, ne mudi ehi.